WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan at the White House amid Mr. Trump's threat to withhold aid to Jordan and Egypt over his U.S. Gaza takeover plan. Reporters in the Oval Office asked the president if he still intends to buy Gaza.
There is nothing to buy. It's Gaza. It's a war-torn area. We're going to take it. We're going to hold it. We're going to cherish it. We're going to get it going eventually where a lot of jobs are going to be created for the people in the Middle East.
King Abdullah says Jordan will take in 2,000 Gazan children, but he and Egypt's president are balking at accepting all of Gaza's population. The Justice Department has ordered federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams. It says the case was interfering with the mayor's ability to aid President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Adams has denied the charges. So far, a mixed day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators bringing forward the Right to Contraception Act once again. The legislation would create a statutory right to obtain and use contraceptives and would ensure that healthcare providers have a right to provide contraceptives, contraception, and share information with patients. Similar legislation was introduced in July of 2022, June 2023, and June of 2024. Blocked each time by the Republicans in the U.S. Senate. The February primary election is in 1 week, and then the April 1st spring election will follow. Everyone will be able to vote in the primary for state superintendent of public instruction, where incumbent Jill Underly faces challenges from Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. Many other local primaries will decide who will be on the April 1st spring ballot. See our stories at WISS for a look at the Appleton and the Oshkosh races. Support for Governor Tony Evers' first statewide Office of Violence Prevention is gaining momentum outside of the state capitol, as some safety experts and advocates hope it'll save lives. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Reggie Moore heads community safety at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He formerly led Milwaukee's violence prevention office during a critical period after a 70% increase in homicides in 2015.
The fact that cities are getting smarter on crime and the impact that these types of interventions can have in addressing violence before it happens, I think is something that people understand that we should be doing.
He says using this public health approach to gun violence contributed to Milwaukee's 4-year decline in homicides and non-fatal shootings beginning in 2016, which was one of the biggest drops in crime nationwide at the time.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Stephen Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough. And then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves getting threes off, second opportunities. And then, obviously, the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today. So you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cold and sunny today, with high temperatures only reaching the low teens. And with the winds, it's really feeling sub-zero. As we become cloudy tonight, snow pushes in by tomorrow afternoon and continues throughout the day and into the evening, where we are expecting a good 3 to 6 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 10 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presume innocent, but since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Wednesday's show, we'll chat with Amanda Johnson from the Howe Resource Center about Give Big Green Bay.
Plus, we welcome local artist Spencer Nolan Young, and John Kramer fills us in on the Green Bay Boat Show. Join us.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, all there, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies here in downtown Madison at the world headquarters of Civic Media right now, but it looks like some snow, some cold, some storminess is going to be coming into the Badger State overnight tonight. Several watches in effect for parts of Wisconsin. The most affected in terms of snowfall is going to be southeast Wisconsin. So I'll go up to Sheboygan, Zommer's hometown Judas Priest.
Manitowoc.
Thank you. Clearly, I'm having a senior moment. Thank you. I'm looking at the map and reading something and trying to talk something different at the same time. Clearly, that doesn't work. So if you look at Sheboygan to Manitowoc, then down to Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, Kenosha, that's where you're going to get the most snow. Over to Jefferson a little bit as well, and then kind of over to Janesville, Beloit. So the south east-ish corner of the state. Then go from Appleton down to Beaver Dam, Madison, Mineral Point, and then up to Richland Center in Wisconsin Dells. That general vicinity there gets even a lesser amount. So the biggest snows are going to be in Iowa and Illinois and just south of us, but that doesn't mean that the parts of Wisconsin, I mean, they're talking up to 9 inches of snow. Pardon me. Tonight into tomorrow, and during the commute. That's the big thing with this storm system, is that for people from southwest Wisconsin to a lesser degree, south central Wisconsin, including Madison, our listeners on WMDX to a larger degree, and then particularly for our listeners in southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha, all the way up into Sheboygan area, lots of heavy snow. This is going to occur from west to east. So people in Richland Center, Madison area, you're going to feel a little bit of this during parts of the commute in to work and to school tomorrow. And then all of us are going to feel it on the way home tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon. So just be aware of that. If you can work from home tomorrow, it might be a good thing to do so. If not, just allow a little extra time and, of course, drive slowly. Our listeners at WGBW in Green Bay, no specific watches and warnings. Doesn't look like you're going to get a lot of accumulation there. For our listeners in Eau Claire, WCFW, not a lot there. Amory, not a lot. But our folks up in Hayward, WBZH, Buzz of the North, getting an inch or so, or two to add on to what they already have. Again, they're getting ready for the Birkenbeiner here coming up soon, and so they will take all the snow they can get. I'm sure. So that's kind of the lay of the land. Keep it here to the civic media stations. Be informed and just be aware that the things are going to get dicey early tomorrow morning into tomorrow afternoon, depending upon where you're at in terms of weather. 9 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. We were talking last hour about Todd going grocery shopping, the price of groceries, how these policies in Washington affect us in Wisconsin. Mary, and so I mentioned it last night. I went to Woodman's. I got a big thing. Mom's coming down this afternoon. Going to have a late lunch here in Madison. And I'm looking forward to that. And so I said, well, we use the same kind of toilet paper, Charmin. So I said, well, you get like 30 rolls or 32 rolls of the big mega stuff. And I paid $27.99 last night for 30 mega rolls, which I thought was actually a pretty good price. And now our listener, Mary in Mount Horeb, says toilet paper is much cheaper at Costco and you should bring your own bags when shopping. Just saying. Okay, Mary, I get it. And I do occasionally have like cloth bags or whatever, but at least I use paper. I didn't use plastic bags last night.
The way I do that, first of all, I do also get toilet paper at Costco.
Do you really?
It is very cheap.
Is it cheaper?
I don't remember the price.
All right.
It's been a while because I buy so much. Mm. So I'll have to let you know next time I go and maybe offer to buy you some. But yeah, bringing your own bags is good. But every once in a while, you got to restock on those paper bags because I use them for recycling.
Right.
Like, you know, put paper and cardboard in the paper bags. And then it's easy to bring out to recycle. So
yeah. All right. Well, I did my best. I'll keep trying. All right. It is 11 past the hour, 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, no cash to give away, but it is your opportunity to be heard across statewide radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, 11 stations in all in every major media market. No better way to get the word out on your product, your business, your organization than the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us. and learn more how you could advertise with us. All right, this is timely. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say. Because whether you're... Well, there's a great example. Now, many stores, particularly for self-checkout, we talked about that before, they have cash-only self-checkouts, or the cash and card, because it's cash and card, and then they have card-only checkouts, right? And I think more of us, as we go out occasionally, in my case, whether it's to a bar, whether it's to a restaurant, some people, some places are cash only and some are cashless. All right. So here it is. What's worse, cashless or cash only? What's worse, cashless or cash only? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call. Let us know. Or you could text us on the beautiful Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute CM logo. You click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free to download to your phone. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. Give it a try. And we're on, you open up that Civic Media app, we're on the first 11 stations. And here's something they don't want me to tell you, but I'm going to anyway. let's see if the top floor calls in on this. I hear tell in sometime in the future, there may be another text to win contest coming up. You heard it here first. At some point this year, we're going to have another text win contest.
Well, I hope so.
And you can be ahead of everybody else. You could be first in line, because here's the thing about these great text win contests that our VP Aaron Carreno sets up, is that you have to text in. You can't, unless you're an impaired person or a challenged person, you have to use the text line. And the only way you could use the text line is to download the Civic Media app. So do it right now. You'll be glad you did. You can hear Badger Sports for free on the Civic Media app. You can get weather updates. You can hear our show and all the other great programs. Download it today on the Civic Media app. You heard it here first. What's worse, cashless or cash only? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Andrew, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says cashless is worse, especially when they add a surcharge. All right, that's it. That's a great point. And as a former small business owner, I can tell you that's real, because that's why some businesses are going to cash only.
Oh, absolutely.
Because some of these fees on places like Square, Square is one of these, and we use Square in our coffee shop, but there are other names out there where you use your card to tap or whatever. They, depending upon the company, they'll charge like 2, 3, 4%, and then the credit card company charges a percent. So you might lose 6% on a sale if you're using cashless. So that's why a lot of companies, a lot of businesses say cash only. So there you go.
Steve in Milwaukee says cash only because who wants to stop at the ATM and probably pay a fee?
Well, that's true too. There are, I know, like the Quick Trip ATMs.
Quick Trip ATMs are free.
Are free. Or as we used to say in my generation, the time machines. You ever hear that?
Yeah, because Time used to be the most prominent brand of ATM.
Right. It stood for take your money everywhere.
As long as people don't say ATM machine, because then you're saying automated teller machine.
So yeah, there's a certain generation of my people that still call them time machines. What's worse, cashless or cash only? Our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry says cash only is worse. I haven't carried cash in my wallet since Bush was president. Which one, Jeff? But that's a really good point too. I keep a little change jar next to my bed, my nightstand, because, you know, it's for, you know, looking in my pocket at night and then taking out. I hardly have any in there anymore because I rarely carry cash anymore.
Yeah, I used to build up all my change and then bring it in and get like 40 bucks in change, and I haven't done that in years.
Yeah. So, yeah, Perry has a good point there, as he always does. What's worse, cashless or cash only? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom says, unfortunately, there were two Bushes. Cash in the hand is better than two in the bush. Or something like that. I don't know. Zomers, what do you think? What's the words, cashless or cash only?
I will say, when you don't know that you're going somewhere that's cash only, paying the ATM fee is annoying.
Right.
But that just feels more real than the credit card fee, even though that's also there.
Right.
Like at just tacked into their price. So I don't know. I like the convenience of cashless, where you just have your one piece of plastic and you tap it and you're done.
Right.
But I also do like the feel of going to a dive bar and you just set your 20 on the table on the bar in front of you and then let them take whatever out of it and then play dice and see who wins. And
right.
So I they have their place. The worst is not knowing what it's going to be.
That's true. I'll add on to that I think maybe what's worse is a cash-only place that doesn't have an ATM nearby.
That's bad. That's worse.
Like most of the bars that I've been in or restaurants that are cash-only, they have an ATM in the lobby. And so it's like, okay, so I got to pay a $2 fee or $3 fee. It's kind of like whatever. But yeah, I think cash-only, but if you don't have an ATM at the establishment.
A lot of the places that are cash-only, the prices are low enough that it's worth that ATM fee.
Right.
Especially like if you buy, like let's say it's a bar. If you buy like 2 to 3 drinks, you've already made up the ATM fee and how much cheaper it is than other establishments.
And from a server perspective, carry cash with you. It's better to tip in cash than
absolutely.
It is on the card, if you can help it.
And then you can lie to the government.
You did not hear that from us.
I'm joking. All right.
Come on back. It's the Town Hall Ball Show for a Tuesday. 74-year-olds still having babies. We'll explain on the other side.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
On a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, driving through Wisconsin, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock, hour number 2 here, along with Aaron Zommers, mixing the tunes. I love that song, Zommers.
It's such a good one.
Right? It's a lovely day. It's beautiful out right now, a little chilly, but it's a lovely day here in Madison. It's for parts of Wisconsin, it's going to get dicey in terms of the roads later. I mean, it really doesn't move in until super late tonight. It's going to affect people from west to east tomorrow, from southwest Wisconsin predominantly through central and south central Wisconsin, and then on to the southeast part of the state. People from Sheboygan down to Racine, Kenosha, and over to Janesville, that's where the heaviest snows, maybe up to 9 inches. In parts of the listening area for WAUK in the Milwaukee area. Here in Madison, like 4 to 5, maybe they're talking, maybe 6 on the super high end, but more likely 4 to 5. And then, you know, a couple, 3 inches up by Richland Center. Other parts of the state up in our listeners at Hayward, WBZH, maybe an inch or two up there. For Wausau, Eau Claire, Amory, Green Bay, not much tall. But they got some earlier or a few days ago. So guess what? It's winter on the 11th of February. So we'll deal with it. And again, the farmers, our ag producers, really, really need the snow. They need the moisture because right now we're into a drought or dry conditions. Here we are in the middle of winter for our ag producers. If you still want to call in, finishing up a little bit of what's worse, cash only or cashless? Cashless or cash only? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Well, I suppose I should get to this because people are going to say, you're nuts, Todd. Well, that's true. A female, age 74, still having babies. Can you believe this, Zommers? He's looking there. No, I don't actually.
Yeah, not really. But I mean, there's okay. Healthy babies. Right. That's my question.
They are healthy, from what I understand. Right. Yes, there's a twist on it. A female age 74 is still having babies. Her name is Wisdom. She is the world's oldest known wild bird, an albatross.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
An albatross. She spends 90% of her time in the air and returns to the same nest on a Pacific trollway to lay one egg per year. I didn't know that. Just lay one egg per year. So how about that? Still getting it done. 74. Still producing little birds. That's
it makes a lot more sense.
Right.
I know. It's still impressive.
I came across that. I thought that would be a little fun to have, you know, during the What's Worse episode. So did you weigh in? You weighed in on cash only, right? That was worse?
Right. I think that if I had to pick one, I would pick to just have cashless because of the convenience. So I would say that cash only is worse. But at the same time, it's not as clear cut. It's not as definitive. Right. Sometimes I'll weigh in and be like, this is definitely worse.
Mm. I maintain cashless is worse, particularly when they don't have an ATM.
That's true.
So I'm going with that. So there you go. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Gary down in Sussex calling in. Gary, what's worse, cashless or cash only?
Cash only is way worse. My pockets aren't big enough to handle those pennies anymore. I have on my cell phone, I have my ID. And I have two credit cards, and they stick on the outside of my cell phone.
Oh, sure.
I don't have any money at all. I've been using my credit card and everything. And then in my business, I end up getting 2% back at the end of the year, which comes out to like $15,000 that I make.
Wow.
Using my credit card. Mm-hmm. And also on gas from Costco, you get 4 cents back on certain gas stations. And it's about 90% of all gas stations. There are certain ones you can't go to. So, no, I do. I hate cash. I like cashless. So.
Well, to your point, it's
just. Want to know how I really feel?
No, that's great. That's fantastic. But the cash is bulky, right? Now, here's my fear, Gary. But you're probably more responsible than I am. Sometimes I fear, particularly like if I do have my debit and credit card logged into my iPhone, so I can use it that way. But I'm always thinking if everything is on my phone, and if I misplace my phone, I'm SOL.
Yeah, or somebody found your phone.
Right, thank goodness it's locked.
Get in there, yeah. Right. That'd be a real problem.
All right, Gary, appreciate the call. Yep, have a great day. Thank you so much. Yep. What's worse, cashless or cash only? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark checking in on Facebook. Now, this is a great point. Mark calling in or checking in saying as long as there are strippers, cash will be needed. Now, that's true. I mean, let's just be real a second. I mean, you're not gonna put a credit card in.
Well, you know, maybe they'll just get a little square and attach it to their undergarments, and then you just go up and you tap it. So instead of making it rain, you just go and you tap it, you know?
Zomer's about to truly get arrested after suggesting people should start tapping strippers.
No. I'm saying if they make that change, maybe they already have. I don't know. I've never been in a strip club.
It's been years. I've been in twice. My friend's bachelor party, which I was the best man in, I wasn't going to take him to a strip club. He didn't want to go to a strip club. But all of his buddy, he was in a fraternity. And gotcha. Long about 11 o'clock at night, after a couple of rounds, and we had a driver, they decided that we were going to go. And Ryan and I were like, all right, fine. You know, he just, that wasn't his jam, you know.
It's his party.
It's certainly not mine.
I wonder why that is.
Right. And so, nobody was batting for my team at this place. And so we went, and it was seedy, unseemly, I don't know. And the only other time is I was with a friend of mine in northern Wisconsin at some little podunk place in the wall. And it was ridiculous. And again, I didn't get much out of it at all. But it's not a place that I don't think you're going to use a credit card or a debit card. So I guess Mark's right. As long as there are strip clubs, cash will still be king. All right, that's how we play What's Worse. Mark, nice job at the end there. Come on back. We're going to talk about Robin Voss. Find out what's popping with Robin. He's trying to one-up the Trumpster on the other side. It's the Todd All Balls Show on Civic Media.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Kachina man was sentenced to over 9 years in prison for beating his ex-wife and leaving her in a wooded area. 43-year-old John Miller, a member of the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin with 20 prior convictions, was given 115 months in prison for the brutal attack that the judge called horrendous. A former professional football player with the Green Bay Blizzard, the only player for that team to have his jersey retired, and new head coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay. B.J. Hill is a modern-day history maker and featured athlete for Black History Month. While training young athletes, inspiring their performance, and racking up the wins may be the main part of his job description, Hill says setting a culture for the students at Southwest High is his first priority.
To me, setting the culture, the first thing is getting to know the students, right? And so I don't want to come in and just be a dictator. I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life. And then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Now that his playing days with the Blizzard are over, Hill says he can focus on what he found to be his true calling.
I was like, you know what? This is exactly what you want to do. This is your passion. You know, you love coaching. You love teaching kids.
Hill emphasized that, yes, he wants to see the athletes at Southwest High School to a winning season. But he also wants to help the athletes and their fellow students win at life.
I'm an extension of the parents. Whether it's a one-parent household, two-parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. That's the first order of business.
B.J. Hill, coach, culture creator, teacher, and Black history maker. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. What better time to announce new concert dates than after a couple billion people saw your Super Bowl halftime performance? Kendrick Lamar is doing just that as he announced new dates of his grand national tour, where he will be joined by SZA, who also joined him for part of the show at Super Bowl 59. The tour starts in April and tickets go on sale as early as this coming weekend. One of the great things about being homesick is you get to catch up on TV to the point where you're sick of it. But the least I could do is pass along a recommendation or two. If you like a good thriller, check out Don't Move. The film is directed by Sam Raimi and is about a girl who faces becoming completely incapacitated after being drugged as she tries to escape a predator in the woods. The film is only an hour and a half long and constantly moves. Really solid new film from Sam Raimi that you can check out on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cold and sunny today with high temperatures only reaching the low teens. And with the winds, it's really feeling sub-zero. As we become cloudy tonight, snow pushes in by tomorrow afternoon and continues throughout the day and into the evening, where we are expecting a good 3 to 6 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just gave him a little beep and it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping thing. And then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention so he can see that I'm giving him the finger too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number two to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. With a Robin, go tweet, 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 rock and Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet,
rock and Robin. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. The popcorn is popping. Along with Aaron Zomers, all on the mic. Glad to have you along.
If you hear a little rock and robin, that means only one thing. It's time to check in at the state capitol up the street on State Assembly Speaker Republican Robin Voss. By the way, our friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, says on Facebook, you can watch all these shows live if you want to join us on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter X. Jeff Perry says, to segue between your segments, I used to dance under the name Robin. I did not know that. You know, there's people I've known since childhood. Here, I learned new things about him.
I think that's a joke, though.
Oh, is it?
I don't think he really... Feel free to
We'll check it out later. Yeah, we'll check it out later. So here now, this is serious. Wisconsin Examiner, great publication. You can find all the work at wisconsinexaminer.com. And Jane and I talked, I was on the Jane Matt Nair program this morning. Jane Matt Nair's Matt Nair on Air, along with Greg Bach and Kelvin. Three finer people you cannot find. And Jane was so kind enough as to have me on her program this morning. And we talked a little bit about some of the goofiness right now that's happening up the street at the state capitol. And one of these, Wisconsin Examiner headline, Republicans promise tax cuts as Wisconsin lawmakers are sworn in for the 2025-27 session. This story, a little over about a month old from January, but I didn't see this. And so Jane was talking about some of the other, a couple other bizarre things that Voss wants to do. And so I was just kind of looking around for different things. I happened upon this story I had missed back in January. So we have the, and by the way, we're going to carry this for you on Civic Media a week from today, actually, a week from today, Governor Evers' budget address. Should be a barn burner. No, I'm just kidding. Look, these things are never, you know, radio politically sexy, quote unquote. In other words, rarely do you have some, you know, big new program, but they're very, very important to stay informed. And so the governor, he had the State of the State address. And so every other year, the governor gets another kick at the can to address the state of Wisconsin as he addresses lawmakers, and he specifically lays out his plan for the state budget, the biennial, as they call it, state budget. Not only that, it's only every other year. Only happens every other year. They call it biennial. So what happens in this process is the governor gets to submit what he believes the budget for the state of Wisconsin should be, and then the legislature proposes what they think. And if you have a split legislature, then you have a Senate version and a Senate or an Assembly version. Right now, Republicans control both houses. So generally speaking, they have one alternative budget. Sometimes, no, but lately it has been a unified. They kind of hash it out amongst themselves. So this is really important stuff. And by the way, we, the working people, the state taxpayers, we have put into the state coffers $4.5 billion, with a B, of a state budget surplus. So according to this story from the Wisconsin Examiner, it says Robin Voss laid out his goals for the session, including passing a tax cut, given the state's $4.5 billion budget surplus, not growing the size of government by creating new programs, demanding accountability and measurable results before increasing spending, and increasing government efficiency and innovation. Now, on the face of it, I don't disagree with some of those things. I mean, I think in general, smaller government is better, closer to the people is better. I think that having government be accountable is good, and efficiency is good. But then we kind of take a wrong turn here, in my opinion. Voss says, quote, the money that we set aside for that tax cut will not be spent by this legislature on other wants, no matter how many special interests or tax and spend politicians apply pressure to get it out of the Treasury's hands, unquote. Okay, number one, Wisconsin doesn't have a Treasury. Well, what's happening here is they're getting government envy. The state boys are jealous that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and Elon Musk are getting all the coverage. So they decide, well, we got to do something. And right away, they say, well, this tax cut that we acquiesced to not doing last time because we dealt with Governor Evers and both sides gave something and we passed a state budget. But what we negotiated last time, we're going to hold on to that for this time, even though it's a new legislature. So they want to say that there are tax cuts that they want, so that money isn't really there, which of course it is. And then they go on to, Voss goes on to talk about, you know, taxes spend politicians. That's just, you know, standard hyperbole and rhetoric by Republicans. But it's traditional, right? Traditional conservatives, they don't like tax and spend. They don't like big government. They want accountability. So then Voss goes on to basically contradict himself. The story from the Wisconsin Examiner says, quote, Voss said, the newly created Assembly Government Operations Accountability and Transparency Committee, which will be known as GOAT, which will be chaired by Representative Amanda Nudesky, will lead the effort to improve efficiency. The committee was inspired by the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, I like to call it DOGGY, which is not an official federal agency, headed by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, working with the upcoming incoming Trump administration. Now, since this story was written, of course, Ramaswamy has said, look, I'm going to go run for governor of Ohio. So, as we've talked about on the show, DOGE is not a real department or agency because the president, let alone a civilian, cannot just create a government entity. It has to, there are ways you do that. Bills are introduced in Congress, passed and signed into law by the president. They did not do this. And I find it remarkably hypocritical for Robin Voss and the Republicans, who in two paragraphs in this story, they were talking about how they wanted to downsize government, but yet they're creating a brand new committee. And each committee, by the way, you have to have a chair. The chair has a staff person that keeps track of all that. The Legislative Reference Bureau has to keep. There's lots of expense by creating a committee. And also bureaucratic red tape, which traditional conservatives said they don't want. And here's the kicker. There are so many committees in both the Assembly and the Senate that they could easily roll this responsibility into a standing committee. But because they're jealous of Trump and want more attention, they're creating another layer of bureaucracy, not conservative, and calling it GOAT. Government Operations Accountability and Transparency.
This is very much hanging on to the coattails of DOGE, DOGGY, because it's taking another meme. Because DOGE is a meme, and GOAT is also become a meme. Greatest of all time is what it stands for.
Right. And they're playing off of that, which is just weird.
They're just poorly copying their homework.
Right. So then the story, the Wisconsin Examiner goes on and talks about Senate President Mary Felskowski, Republican of Tomahawk. And she talks about being only the second woman after former Senator Mary Lozick to be the Senate president. Says she wants to blaze a new trail. Says she wants bipartisan debate in the Senate, which I admire her for that. She says, quote, in this time, this is Senate President Mary Felskowski, quote, in this time of sensationalized politics and 30-second Twitter clips, true debate on the Wisconsin State Senate floor is needed more than ever. From this chair, I will ensure the right of the minority to be heard as they argue their case, while at the time ensuring that the will of the majority still reigns true. I will expect and encourage robust debate, but require that dignity and respect for the rules that our constituents expect of us to have in government of the people and by the people. Now, I don't, again, necessarily disagree with what Felskowski says. I hope that Democrats hold her to that. That the right of the minority to be heard, which includes, by the way, not playing political games of quickly adjourning or pretending you don't hear objections. That old trick has been used by both sides for a long time. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, Republican of Utsburg, said his top priority will be to return the budget surplus to Wisconsin taxpayers, strengthen the economy, and pass a quote-unquote responsible, balanced budget. He also took aim at Governor Evers, who has started to outline some of his hopes for the state budget, including additional spending. And here now is where current state superintendent, Dr. Jill Underley, is doing public education and Democrats no favors at all. Because Underley has come out with an extreme position, in my opinion, saying that she wants all $4 billion of the state surplus to be put into public education. Well, that's just goofy and not realistic and greedy. And again, I haven't seen anything where she, Underly, has put on paper where she justifies a $4 billion expenditure. Do I think we should be spending more money on public education? Absolutely. But when your current Secretary of Public Instruction, Jill Underly, says, I want all $4 billion, well, that just gives the people on the other side, the extreme Republicans, the ammunition they need to say Democrats are nuts, which of course they aren't. But when you have goofy proposals out there like Underley's, it gives them the ammo. That's why when I hear people like Jeff Wright, who is a Democrat, who's running in this primary coming up next Tuesday, a week from today on February 18th, I hope Democrats are smart enough to nominate Jeff Wright as one of the people. Because Jeff Wright is someone who is a Democrat, but works in a district like Sauk Prairie that he has to deal with Republicans and Democrats, who is pragmatic and reasonable and gets stuff done. By the way, Jeff Wright has said he disagrees with Underley to put all $4 billion towards public education. Anyway, Lemieux, Senate President, says, quote, Wisconsin is approaching a crossroads. In one direction, we can recreate prosperity, and in the other direction, we can create hardship. More than $4 billion of taxpayer money is sitting in the account here in Madison while rising prices impact families who sent us here to serve them. Governor Evers wants to use that money to grow the size of government and send Wisconsin backwards, unquote. See, I just don't think that's the case because I have here in my hot little hands, as they say, from January 22nd, 2025, a very lengthy, well-thought-out statement from Governor Tony Evers, says the 2025 State of the State Address, which we carried here on Civic Media, and outlines several things that we expect to hear from Governor Evers next week in the state budget address. Things that affect our Wisconsin families, including public education. Yes, do we need to increase that? Yes. As we talked about on J. Matt Nair's show this morning, now some Republicans in the Assembly are introducing a bill that would cap the amount of money that local school boards can put up to referendum. Let me say that again. There are Republicans in the legislature that want to cap the amount of money that local school boards can ask for in referendum. That seems very odd. As someone who was a Republican until 2011 when I left the party, it is antithetical. Not only that, it doesn't go along with everything else they said before. Republicans have always said, we believe in local control. So what this says to me is that Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux and the state legislative Republicans no longer trust duly elected local school boards to do their job. Devin Lemieux and Robin Voss want to dictate from on high in Madison what you can do in your local community. That ain't conservative by traditional standards. And it's certainly not government closer to the people. Republicans have lost their way big time. Back to wrap up the show after this. It's the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And the Fox Valley Technical College in Appleton is hosting their third annual Black History Month Afro Hair Fair. On February 15th from noon till 4 p.m., you can join an event that focuses on increasing access to proper care for 3A to 4C hair types. So whether you're a parent, a student, stylist, or passionate about hair equality in general, this is your opportunity to connect and learn together. Head to WISS.FM, click events, and register now.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, and then the Maggie Dawn Show. Every afternoon from 2 until 4, tune in to Maggie Dawn. Are you on the show today, Zomers, or no? No, you're not.
I am not.
All right, very good. Do you know who's producing today?
I believe Calvin.
Oh, very good. Kelvin will be on the show.
Also Kelvin, known as Calviente or Dr. Slide.
He has several names. It's all I can do to just remember my own. But I feel badly because it was my great honor to be on Matt and Aaron Air this morning. And Jane and Greg and I got into a lot of political debate. I did not have time or take the opportunity to give a shout out to Kelvin again for being just an absolutely expert Milwaukee Bucks fan.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he knows that team inside and out. He knows statistics, or as you say back home, statistics. He knows it all. And he can talk about it. So I'm very impressed with Kelvin's Milwaukee Bucks sports knowledge. So he'll be along with Maggie from 2 to 4. And then it's the Dominic Salvia Show from 4 until 6. I believe Pete Schwabe is back doing the entertainment updates. Is he back in the host chair? His voice has just given out.
I'm glad he's starting to feel better, though.
Yes, me too. And so I think he may be back tonight for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. And then 8 until 10, it's Rick Smith Across America. And then it's our good friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. So there you go. Great lineup tonight on Civic Media. Speaking of great guests, tomorrow, wake up the kids, set the, we don't have really VCR, DVRs, I don't know. People don't even have DVRs anymore because everything's on demand. Anyway, very honored. We have word now that the liberal candidate for Wisconsin State Supreme Court, Judge Susan Crawford.
Oh, really?
Is going to be on the show in hour number one.
Excellent.
So looking forward to Judge Crawford. Going to be here at the same time as our friend Trigvi Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project. So that's a jam-packed first hour. We will talk to Judge Crawford, find out from her why she is running for state Supreme Court, what she feels the most important issues are. So join us in hour number one as we sit down and talk with Judge Susan Crawford running for Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And then on Trigvi Olson as well, in his regular time slot, Kreitlow may or may not call in from the Caribbean. So he's too busy having margaritas and applying suntan lotion.
Understandable.
Right. And then on Thursday, very excited to have Reed Galen
on the show, our old friend Reed Galen, who we've traveled around the state with, of course, one of the founders of the Lincoln Project and now the president of the union, one of the offshoots of the Lincoln Project, which focuses more on voting and turning out the vote, voter registration, and democracy issues. So Reed Galen, president of the union, will be here on Thursday. And then on Friday, very excited, as we'll be doing the show from the middle of Lake Mendota. Looking forward to that. No, it's not true. But wouldn't that be something if it was?
It would.
Yeah. No, we'll have fun games on Friday. So it's a great week. And of course, we have What's Worse on Friday is fantastic.
It is. Too bad I won't be here for it.
Yeah, Zomers is leaving me, as most men do. Zomers is leaving me on Friday. And Luke left me as well. Again, this is not unlike my sorry and sad dating life. But by God, God bless Sam Davidson. He has agreed to spend Valentine's with me.
At least you got somebody.
I got somebody. I got even if it's nobody. Nobody.
Even if it's not your first or second choice.
Dial up that song. Dial up that song. We'll go out with that today instead of bang your drum. I ain't got nobody. Nobody. So that'll be great. It'll be Valentine's, and we'll talk Valentine's things. We have a great What's Worse on Friday for Valentine's as well. Does it involve dating? Here, let me just go look at this.
Friday. It involves Valentine's Day.
It involves Valentine's Day. Yes. It involves, because look, there's a lot of us that, you know, are single, and so it hits differently. And Valentine's Day is a kind of a commercial holiday.
Kind of.
We'll talk about that on Friday as well. So all that's coming up. It's gonna be a big week. So we invite you to come on along, as they say. Again, your thoughts, if you've got a couple minutes here, if you want to call in on these thoughts of Robin Voss. This is the one that just floors me. That these guys, I think it is, yeah, he's asking if it's Louis Armstrong's song, I think so. That these guys, again, my former party that I left in 2011, always talking about smaller government. And now they're doing things like increasing government, creating this goofy Assembly Government Operations Accountability and Transparency Committee. They're calling it GOAT to go along with the made-up Doge or Doggy that Elon Musk is heading up. They're creating more bureaucracy. They're creating more government. And then they cap it off with saying, we don't trust you at the local government level, so we're going to introduce a bill to cap how much local school boards could put a referendum. And as Jane pointed out this morning, and I know this guy, Travis Tranel of Grant County in Southwest Wisconsin, he's got a bill now that would require all chains of local government to sign off on any solar, not any, but almost any solar or wind project. So like my farm was out in Bloom Township in rural Richland County. We didn't have a lot of zoning. There are townships that, for whatever reason, they say, look, we're not going to do a bunch of zoning. You can kind of live and let live. But now Republicans don't want that anymore. Now they want all kinds of new rules, more government in our lives. Boy, have things changed. All right, stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and keep singing. I ain't got nobody.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former police officer and podcaster Mark Motorson, who will discuss a fun true crime event at the Appleton Historical Society. And our pal film critic Rob Thomas joins the show to talk movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Less than a day after President Trump said he would conceivably withhold aid from Jordan and Egypt if they don't take in Palestinians from Gaza, he now says he doesn't have to threaten with money. The president was asked how the U.S. would take over Gaza.
We're not going to buy anything. We're going to have it, and we're going to keep it, and we're going to make sure that there's going to be peace, and there's not going to be any problem, and nobody's going to question it. And we're going to run it very properly.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu threatens to resume fighting in Gaza unless more hostages are released Saturday. An American detained in Russia since 2021. Mark Vogel has been freed, says the White House. He was arrested on drug charges. Asked on Capitol Hill about Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency's ability to access Americans' Social Security and bank account information, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said those accounts and the government's payment system are safe. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with